With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be joined by Dan Leary, who is the Pawtucket High School lacrosse, boys lacrosse coach. And coach, welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Great to be talking with you and getting more stuff out of the CAL. We got some lot to cover here in terms of how you guys have done. You started out of the gate real fast, and let me ask you first, coach, about your expectations for your team coming into the season. I know it's a good 60 days or so ago, but what were you expecting from these guys?
Yeah, we had a lot of returning players coming back from last season, but one thing that we tried to tell the guys at the end of last season, even in this off season, is that just because we're all coming back doesn't mean that, you know, you pick up right where you left off. So I really commend our guys on the hard work that they put in the weight room and working on their skills. We're a senior-led team. We've got four senior captains, but we have over 10 seniors on the team. So they kind of led the way, and the younger guys followed. So as March was getting closer, the coaching staff and I were pretty excited about what this team would be able to do based off of their experience and also just the work that they put in the offseason.
Sometimes when you have a lot of seniors coming back, it's not necessarily a free ride for the coach. But these guys sound like they've taken the aspirin and so on and the Kool-Aid, and they've done what you wanted them to do in the years past. So does it make it a little bit easier for you as a coach, whereas you don't have to rely so much on the younger kids?
Absolutely. I mean, I think these guys, these seniors have been lucky. They played underneath some other really strong character upperclassmen teams mm-hmm. through their years. Mm-hmm. We actually, two of the four senior captains were also junior captains last year. So we have some really strong leadership, which helps kind of build our culture. So I understand what you're saying, that sometimes having seniors can be tough, but I think our guys really have fallen in line, starting with our captains. But we have some other, we have some guys that are captains in other sports. Mm-hmm. We've got a soccer captain. We've got guys that have done a lot in other sports as well. So they kind of understand what's expected of them, regardless of what their role is. They're seniors, and we look to them to lead the team, whether they're a captain or not.
Well, let's stay on that subject. Tell me about your captains.
So our captains, Cam Smith is our goalie. He was a captain also last year as a junior. Evan Napolitano is a defenseman for us. He was also a junior captain last year. And then we have Nolan Cole, who plays midfield and attack, and Joe Turpin, who plays attack.
I have to ask about goalies. Every time I talk to either a hockey coach or a lacrosse coach, when they mention, one of their stalwarts is in goal, it's been my experience as a teacher that, and how do I say this with the utmost respect, goalies are different.
I've definitely heard that too. If this guy's different, it's in every good way possible.
Yes,
he's a really
yes.
really high character guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's well respected by all of his peers. His teammates, the teachers at the school love him. He's also one of the hockey captains. I guess the biggest thing that's different is just probably how tough he is. He's not the biggest guy, and he stands in there. I think he's one of the best goalies in the state. Everything kind of starts with him. He sparks us. In the goal, but he does a lot of stuff around the field in the clearing game. So a lot of things do start with him, but yeah, anything about him being different is only in a positive light.
Well, I mean that with all due respect, because
yeah,
to stand...
No, I've definitely heard it before too.
To stand back there and face what these guys face, it's like, whoa, how do you do that? And my goodness gracious. Okay,
and there's not a lot of padding for those guys back there, so
no.
A lot of courage.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, Coach, any other seniors or other players that I should ask you about in terms of how they've carried you along this season and contributed?
Yeah, I mean, we just have a lot of different guys filling different roles. We had two first-year players that were also – I coach football as well, and they're football captains, Jackson Rich and Johnny Igo. And they've come out and they've kind of taken a defensive midfield role,
mm-hmm.
and they've improved a ton, but they just brought a level of toughness, and, they're extremely coachable. So you have guys like that are new. But then we have guys that have been few-year starters, Henry Hartford taking faceoffs for us. Liam Sullivan does a lot for us at attack and through the midfield. And then we've got some really good depth at defense between Ethan Merrill and Sam DeSilva. Guys are just filling roles. And it's just a really good thing to have seniors playing so many different roles, whether they're the star player, or whether they're more of a practice player. It's just they all took to their roles, and they kind of really keep our culture strong. And it's a really good example for the younger players to see what it takes to have a well-rounded team.
I'm still learning about lacrosse, and I know that face-offs are so important, especially on offense. It gets you going on offense. So let me ask you about the contrast between winning a draw and having your possession going down to the other end, and also losing a draw and how you defend against that. So what are your strengths in terms of both of those conditions?
Yeah, I mean, Henry Hartford, as I said, is our main face-off guy, and he does a great job, but we try to preach it up that it's a three-on-three because we have the two players on the wing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right about how important it is. It's one of the only sports that you're not guaranteed possession after the other team scores. So when you're playing against another team that has a really strong face-off kit, it does make everyone's job a little bit harder, and it just makes you have to really focus on your other aspects of the game to just try to make it difficult on that team. But I think our unit has done a really good job, specifically Henry and Evan Napolitano on the wing and Nolan Cole, and we rotate some other guys, but it really starts with those three guys making it difficult on the other team. So, but you're right, it makes, in the game of lacrosse, it makes a huge difference if you're able to win more than you lose.
As a coach, what's the strategy of defending when you don't win the draw?
Yeah, it's all about just trying to get in front of the ball and stop it. Like, mm-hmm. it's just that simple, and it makes our lives coaching the defense a little bit easier when you have someone like Cam and goal. But our guys, they've done a great job this year. We've actually had a different assistant coach. Every year I've been there, I've had a longtime assistant coach, Alex Roberts, who really helped build the program. And he had to move on for a different job with his career. And so Josh Wesolowski has stepped in. He was actually one of my first years. He was one of my captains. So it's kind of cool to have him. And he's done a great job of working with the defense and, you know, just trying to keep them really disciplined. And, you know, there's a lot of good offensive players out there, so teams are going to score. But the harder we can make it and, you know, make teams make extra passes and not let them run down the defense, you know, the better off we'll be.
Well, you've had some incredibly low-scoring games on defense during the course of the year. And I want to ask you, Coach, about something that it's hard to ask, but I want to ask about the losses, because both of those losses were out of conference. And you in a combined games against Draycott and Burlington, the two losses, you got a three-goal differential. So tell me about how important those games were in your kids learning to compete this season and, you know, and go higher in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, both those teams, Draycott and Burlington, are very strong teams. You know, Draycott's one of the top teams in D3, and Burlington's really starting to push in D2 with a lot of talent. And, you know, I think I'm not really big into moral victories, but you can sometimes get better as a team with losses, and I think we did. I think that those games maybe helped us find our weaknesses, maybe that we hadn't seen earlier in the season through the first few games and through our scrimmages. And those two games actually happened to be over April vacation. So it really gave us an opportunity to kind of like press the reset button for a second and, mm-hmm. and get back to, you know, some of our more basic schemes and just get better at those before we started to try to add other things. So I'm never too happy with a loss, but I do think at that time of the season, it did help make us better for now, you know, late May and June.
I say a big win over Newburyport. That looks like it was a classic game. Is there a game or two that you could point to this season and say, okay, man, we done good in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think any Cape Ann League team is really a great win for all of us in the league. It's mm-hmm. It's a really competitive league year in and year out. We've had some really tough battles with Triton. We've had some tough battles with Linfield. You know, you're always going to get a well coached game against North Reading, and their guys are always going to play hard. Same with Ipswich. It's just all those Cape Ann League games, I think, anytime you leave one of those games with a win, you feel really good about it.
Well,
but yeah, other than that, I don't think there's necessarily one that really sticks out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
it is a long season, so I'd have to think about that.
I got you. Okay, yeah, no trick questions here. You know, I'm looking at the most recent power rankings, and they'll be updated, I guess, in a couple of days. But, you know, you're number two in all of D3 behind Norwell. But I'm looking right under you. You mentioned the Cal, and there's Newburyport. So it could be a very interesting tournament. I don't know how, and Triton is at number 15. So all of these schools are playing so well. What are you? What are the plans now in terms of getting ready for the tournament? And you know, what's the procedure? And waiting to see what comes, you know, comes out with the seedings and all that stuff. But what do you do with your kids in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of almost treat it as another preseason, a second preseason, because you don't have an opponent yet. You're really just concerned with yourself and things that we can continue to improve on, things that we want to just stay sharp with. And then as we start getting closer, and maybe, you know, even with tomorrow's power rankings, even though they won't be official by any means, it will really start to show us, you know, which teams or team we could be facing. So, you know, you start to kind of look at it, but until you get the official pairing, you can't really dive too far into any game planning or anything like that. But, you know, again, it's kind of a crazy time in the spring, especially with the seniors, but this group is really focused. Tomorrow is their prom, and they're doing actually a practice before school so that we can get, you know, just not a long practice. It's just they're excited to get there before school, practice, and work on their skills. So, you know, we try to keep it, you know, not very long practices. We try to keep it upbeat. But again, we, you know, those guys, they're focused. They have goals that they want to reach. So that's good. It's not a drag for them, and they're excited to continue to practice.
You know, sometimes I forget how difficult it is for coaches at this time of year because of the distractions. And I do remember at the high school I was at, there was a senior graduation day. The baseball team was continuing to play in the tournament. But on graduation day, as was the tradition, a lot of these seniors lit up cigars. And, of course, it made the front page of the local paper. And those kids couldn't play in the next tournament game. So I empathize with you coaches on keeping the kids having the eyes on the prize.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's definitely something that the guys, you know, it takes a little bit more discipline on their part. But that's how it should be for student athletes. You know, they get to play the games that they like to play. They get to play it at a high level. So it takes a little bit of sacrifice on their part, maybe to some of their friends that either their seasons are done or maybe, you know, that don't play a spring sport. So, but that's part of, you know, signing up and committing to your teammates and, again, just making those small sacrifices for the team.
Finally, Dan, I want to, I just want to ask you about, the strength of your team and the overall, it looks to me like obviously it's well-rounded. You've got, you're strong in everything. Is there a particular thing that you guys are better at than something else, or is it just a good, solid overall what you want type team?
I like to think that we're really well-rounded. We always start and pride ourselves with our defense, and that doesn't always have to be in our own defensive zone. When we're riding the ball, and trying not to let their team get the ball out of their zone, we can end up getting a lot of easy and kind of it looks ugly at times, but you can get some really easy goals. And I think that our attackmen, Liam Sullivan, the Turpin brothers, who have scored a ton of goals just because of how hard they work to try to get the ball back. So it starts with those guys. We play really hard through the midfield, and then if the ball does get down to our defensive end, we kind of pride ourselves on that, and then we always feel like we have a chance at the last line with Cam Smith in goal. So I guess defense is the answer there, but that's everybody.
Okay.
Tackman all the way back to the goalie.
One more thing I got to mention this is, whereas you are, an educator in the building, how important is that to have eyes on these kids as a coach?
I think one of the biggest things is that you're able to build, stronger relationships just because of the time that you spend with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fortunate to coach some of them in other sports as well. So between working with them in the weight room, having them in class, coaching them in football, you know, you get to spend a lot of time with them. You get to see them in different areas of their lives. And I think that just helps build a stronger culture and, you know, makes everybody, you know, the whole team just kind of makes it kind of a tighter group, I think. And my assistant coach that I mentioned, Josh Wadlowski, he also works in the building. So that just adds kind of to the strength of our unit, just kind of being together a lot.
You bet. Beautiful. Coach, hang on after we finish this interview because I want to ask you a question after the interview. But in the meantime, congratulations on such a fantastic season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Okay, I appreciate it, Rick.
All right, hold on, Dan. That's Pawtucket High School boys lacrosse coach Dan Leary. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.